Emmanuel. It's a name loaded with meaning. It's a name that tells a story. I find names to be fascinating things. I'm always thinking about them. But my confession to you is that growing up, I didn't care much for my name. I didn't really think it was the name that you could grow old with. You know, Ryan. There's no Grandpa Ryans. At least I don't know a Grandpa Ryan. Still don't know a Grandpa Ryan. When we choose names that we give to children, we usually choose them because they're meaningful in our family or we like the sound of them, and that's just right. But in the Bible, names send a message. Names tell a story. Just consider the names Adam and Eve. Adam means man, humanity. Eve means mother of the living. That's their story. Abraham. Abraham's name means father of many descendants. And that's Abraham's story. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And the names given to him, well, those names tell the best story that's ever been told. It's a story about who he is. It's a story that's changed lives, and it's still changing lives. Let me read to you from Matthew's gospel, the birth announcement of Jesus. Kids, as I'm reading this, see if you can count the names given to Jesus or that refer to Jesus. See how many you can count. It says Matthew 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. How many names did you count there? 9. Counted 3. 3 names that tell one story. Let's talk about those names for just a moment. The first one is a little sneaky. You might not have caught it because we're so used to the way it just kind of rolls off your tongue. So this is the story of Jesus Christ. We're so used to hearing those two names together that sometimes we even start to think of them as maybe Jesus' first and last names, as if he was born to Joseph Christ and Mary Christ, and so he's Jesus Christ. That's not what that name means at all. The truth is, it's not even a name at all. We've made it into a name, but Christ, that word, it's a title. Jesus is the Christ. We have titles all around our world, in our workplaces. I'm sure each of you has a title. Titles like supervisor, manager, foreman. The title tells a little bit about what you do, a little bit about who you are, a little bit about the purpose that you have when you are at that workplace. Jesus also has a title. His title is Christ, and Christ means anointed one. It means Messiah. God had always planned on sending his anointed one, his chosen servant, his Messiah into the world. And when he sent his Messiah, his plan was for the Messiah to accomplish his very purposes. So the question is, what were God's purposes? Well, that leads us to the second name. This is the one we're familiar with, the name Jesus. The angel said, "You shall call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Jesus literally means God is Savior. God saves. Jesus, the anointed one of God, the Messiah of God, sent into the world to be a Savior. In our world, some people find it offensive to even suggest that the world or that we ourselves need a Savior. But I think in any honest look at our world, an honest look even in the mirror, will quickly reveal that things are not as they are supposed to be. We live in the midst of a broken world. Things are not the way they are supposed to be because sin entered the world, and each one of us faces the effects of sin in our world and in our own lives, and it's a problem that we ourselves cannot resolve on our own. Sin affects everything. Sin ruins everything. Sin binds us. We're enslaved to it. Sin blinds us. We can't even see the world accurately. Sin affects our relationships, the ones we have with one another, but most importantly, it affects our relationship with the very God that created us. Sin breaks our relationship with God. And that means all of us. All of us find ourselves in a problem because of the reality of sin that we ourselves cannot solve. We can't fix it. We need help. We need a Savior. So God did what only he could do. He sent his Son down that by grace, through faith, he might bring many to himself, to live with him forever. God with us. Years ago, I remember talking with a friend that I had known in high school. We got together again, and we were talking about this very problem, and he was struggling with the effects of sin in his life. And as we talked about it and sat in the tension for a moment, the tension of acknowledging a problem that we can't solve ourselves, I was able to say to him, "Do you want to know what the answer is? The answer is to trust Jesus. Put your faith in Jesus. Give yourself to him." I'll never forget what he said next. He looked at me and he said, "It can't be that easy." But that's the nature of being saved. Once we surrender the need to try to fix it ourselves, once we can get over our pride in trying to think we can do it, well, then we can turn to the one who is actually able to save. We can turn to Jesus. His name shall be called Emmanuel. That's the third name. That's the third name, and it rounds out the story. God sent his Son into the world, the anointed one, his Messiah, the one he planned to send to solve the problem that the world could not solve by itself. That we, through faith in him, might be united to God and live with him forever. So on Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the birth of the anointed one, the birth of the Savior, the birth of Emmanuel, God with us. He changed the world, and he is still changing the world. One life at a time.